Hopkinsville's Wally Bryant is a man of the people. He rides his bicycle, nodding to each person he passes on the street, and is constantly waving, saying hello to people when he's out in public. His heart is to make Hopkinsville a better place to live for all. To do that, Bryan made one unexpected decision that would foster a wave of new leaders. He left the nice, historic part of town and moved to a rougher neighborhood, which led to questions like,
was there an ulterior motive, you know, or are you doing this as a political stunt?
See, the spry 68-year-old Bryan is a former Hopkinsville mayor. And in 2004, just 6 years after serving in office, he relocated to, well, a less desirable neighborhood known as Durrett Avenue.
So many of my friends would say, you know, why can't you do this and live somewhere else? You don't have to move in there to do what you want to do. But in my soul, I just felt like to really do it, I needed to move there.
Brian's new home was modest, and he made sure to befriend his neighbors. Some of the children nearby would even come to play in his yard or come to get advice. Jeffrey Watkins was one of those children. He's 19 now.
When I was growing up, and the only thing you just seen him riding on his bike. And I remember asking him a question. I was like, are you my dad? Yeah, like questions like that. And I just fell in love. Like, I wanted to know everything about him, what he was doing around the neighborhood and everything.
Soon, Bryan found a house in need of repair, and a large group of people banded together to refinish it in the hopes of turning it into a resource center. That home became Challenge House 1 and now has an orchard in the backyard. That one resource center has blossomed into five others just like it, each serving its neighborhood's needs. Watkins and Bryan sit outside a Chick-fil-A, talking about how the movement has grown as it gets close to Watkins' shift there. He works at the restaurant, thanks in part to Nathan Ragsdale, who currently lives in the first Challenge House.
I need people like that in my life. I grew up without a father and everything, and I had to go to places with a father figure. And so those were both two of them, like Nate and Wally. So I looked up to and everything. Yes, ma'am.
Those kids are in desperate need of help. They need a hug.
That's Hopkinsville Police Officer Julius Catlett, who, after a friendly hello on the way to grab his Chick-fil-A lunch, was more than happy to sit down and talk about what Challenge House is doing in his community. That's just another example of how this movement works, through many, many partnerships, creating connections between people who need help and anyone who can help them. It isn't just through churches and their members or through local politicians or school officials. Challenge House is a community effort that runs on donations, though many are from the faith-based community. Officer Catlett grew up in a harder part of Hopkinsville and said he wishes there had been a program like it when he was a child.
Kids can now go someplace to talk and enjoy, be in a safe environment. They can learn, they can do homework, they can even learn the Bible.
Among other things Challenge House children can learn are literacy and basic skills like cooking and baking. That's exactly what Joanne Wright, the ambassador at Challenge House 5, brings to her neighborhood. Wright says many of her neighbors face systemic issues, but she says the problems are often not what they appear on the surface.
Sometimes we're calling things racial issues, and really they're socioeconomic issues. And then sometimes we're calling things socioeconomic issues, and they're really racial issues. But I think the important focus is that if we all would just focus on breaking these walls, destroying these barriers.
After moving into the Challenge House nearly 2 years ago, Wright spent time getting to know her neighbors and asking them exactly what basic needs would benefit them most, which led to a trial run of a community garden this summer aimed at getting fresh produce into everyone's hands. Now the movement is working to find a location for its seventh house and continues to look for future ambassadors, some even among the ranks of children who walked into the Challenge House's open doors in its formative years. I'm Whitney Jones in Murray.